T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Which Cowboy coach would have to go? That's the poll question that we thought of yesterday. If the Cowboys miss the playoffs, and right now they are certainly on the outside looking in. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text. This by far got the most votes of any poll question that I've done at 1053SS. 3,341 votes. And there's still 3 hours left. 3,341 votes. Before we all pick our guy, and it's got to be one of three. You cannot go all of the above. Jason Garrett, Scott Linehan, Rod Marinelli. Michael Lombardi has labeled Jason Garrett the clapper. Michael Lombardi, best man at Brian Broaddus' wedding. Former right-hand man of Bill Belichick. Former NFL GM. Here he is on his Ringer podcast talking about what he saw from Jason Garrett against the Eagles.
He has to coach a Pro Bowl team. This is a requirement. If Jason Garrett must have a complete team, and it's got to be a Pro Bowl team or else he's not coaching. Like, at some point, like, okay, the Eagles lose their left tackle. The Eagles lose their starting linebacker. Everybody loses players, and they find a way to win. I mean, the Vikings, for example, lose Sam Bradford, lose Dalvin Cook. Find ways to win. Harrison Smith misses games. Everybody loses a guy except for Dallas. When he loses a guy, the whole thing falls apart. I mean, it's like at some point, when are we going to sit there and say, you can't coach a Pro Bowl team, Jason? You're going to have to show you can coach.
So that's the criticism that a lot of people give to Jason Garrett. And I made the meal analogy yesterday. If the sous chef doesn't set it all up for Jason, if the onions aren't chopped, if the garlic's not there, if the oil's not prepared, if this and that and that and this, if it's not all together at the stove, the Cowboys are in trouble. And if they have to overcome or coach guys up to replace Sean Lee or Tyron Smith, then it's almost an automatic L. So Jason Garrett right now is the leader in the clubhouse. 3,341 votes, and Jason Garrett, Choppy, has generated 75% of the vote.
Well, the coach is always going to generate the most portion of it. Let me just say this about Michael Lombardi, who, you know, whatever. This is a guy who's made his life off of getting somewhere after the team was good. Got to San Francisco in 84, they'd already been good. Got to Cleveland in 87, they'd already been good. Went back, you know, got promoted in Cleveland in 89. What happened after 89? They got awful. Went to the Eagles for 1 year. Good draft that year, I'll give them that. They had a good draft. Went to the Browns, and, you know, then he took like a 10-year hiatus. Then he goes to the Browns. I know Broaddus is in love with this guy, and I like him too, all right? But don't stop here, okay? Stop with this, that he needs a Pro Bowl team. He took a team that had quit on Wade Phillips, that was old, and in transition, they rebuilt the roster, not necessarily with him, but he helped with a plan. They rebuilt the roster, and when he's had his quarterback healthy, is 18 games over 500.
He's incapable of elevating anything.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not asking him to elevate. I'm asking him to keep the ship steered and let the other coaches coach.
But his,
a great CEO doesn't necessarily always get into onto the assembly line and work hands-on. A great CEO tells people who are really good at what they do to go do that. A great CEO sits in his office with his feet kicked up and makes sure that everything stays on course. That's what I want for my head coach. I don't want my head coach getting his hands dirty. I want my head coach to sit there, make sure the locker room is happy, make sure the coaches have the resources and the players they need, and all the rest of it goes on the assistants. That's what I want out of my head. Because not every head coach is Bill Belichick. We have this, we all know there are maybe 12 to 15, there are five great quarterbacks, 10 above average quarterbacks and then 15 poop, right? Mm-hmm. Why can't the same thing be said for coaches? There aren't 32 great coaches in the NFL. There's maybe three. And then there's probably about 10 average to above average ones.
Roy, are you going to sit here quiet like this?
You guys,
this is usually a Roy rage trigger for you.
What do you want me to do? It's frustrating what Jason Garrett continues to do. When people go, all right, well, what's your solution? I can't say I have a definitive answer. And I suppose that's what makes it tough to rail against a guy when you don't already have the answer staring you in the face elsewhere. I think a couple years ago, maybe just 2 years ago, we would have all said we would trade Jason Garrett for Bruce Arians. Now we look at that situation and Bruce Arians might be available this offseason. You might have that option. But does anybody want to go get him?
An offensive mind. But what RJ's saying is correct according to what you want your coach to do. So who would be the guy? Who would have to be the guy to pay the price? 877-881-1053. I'll start it off. My guy would be Scott Linehan. I'm okay. See, the Dallas Cowboys job title, and I think we all know this.
The guy with a pair of top 10 offenses in two of the last 3 years.
Well, Jeff Kavanaugh talked about this yesterday on G-Bag, and he made some really good points. When it's all there, okay, and Mike Fisher, I can already hear him. Look what he did last year. He lost Tony Romo. Well, the Cowboys, they have to line up with all their guys. They beat you. It's a basic beat. They line up, they hand off, and they run it down your throat. I give the credit when the Cowboys offense is scoring, and they did, six straight games this year of 28 or more. I give that to whoever chose to build the offensive line and hand off to the running back. But when I listen to all of our scouts and when I listen to Kavanaugh talk about how basic the offense is, how predictable the offense is, everyone and their mother says it. And I know we're all fake wannabe offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. I hold Scott Linehan accountable for that. He's calling the plays, not Jason Garrett. He is calling the plays. Now, is he choosing the recipes from Jason Garrett's cookbook? Yeah, probably. That's why Jason went and brought him in. But they're destroyed in every single second half. That's adjustments. And when he doesn't have great talent or he has guys missing, this offense is inept. So Scott Linehan would be my guy. Why not Marinelli? Because Rod Marinelli, to me, has overachieved much more than he's underachieved with the talent that he has out there. The linebacking talent on this football team is embarrassing. When Sean Lee's not there, it is a joke. It is embarrassing. We're relying on Anthony Hitchens, who people laughed at on draft day, to be Sean Lee's replacement. You got a bunch of young corners. So that wasn't made a big enough deal of, except by this show when the year started on a title contending team. So to me, Rod Marinelli has done much more than Scott Linehan with the talent given. And if Jason Garrett continues to be a good motivator, we can mock his press conferences, we can mock his personality, but they do play hard for him. They do not quit. And here's the other thing about JGZ, like it or not, and this is not changing, as long as Jerry Jones is here, you have to be a guy willing to play the game. You got to not counter Jerry's statements on this show and on G-Bag. You got to not sit there and speak out against him. You got to be 1B. And that's what Jason Garrett has done a really good job of doing. Yeah. You can call him a puppet. You can call him whatever you want. You can insult him. But the fact of the matter is you got to play that role as the secondary face to this organization behind Jerry Jones. Yep. Jason Garrett does it great. Linehan is my guy to go if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I would do Linehan as well. I don't complain about the defense because I know the defense doesn't have any good players on it. Okay? They got Sean Lee. They got a couple of guys who are in contract years on the defensive line, having career years.
I think it's Sean Lee. Listen, who's the third best defensive player? In no particular order, we know it's Sean Lee and Tank. Who is the Dallas Cowboys' third best defensive player?
Irving.
David Irving. Now, compare that to the talent on the offense. And don't tell me that Rod Marinelli should be run then.
Yeah. I would not run. I've complained far more about the offense at times and their inability to do things when certain parts aren't there than I have the defense. And maybe that's just...
And it's not just scheme.
It's because it's easier to evaluate. I don't know.
It's not just scheme. It's approach. Like, you know, we all sit there and say at times, don't you want to keep pounding the football? Don't you want to keep running the football? Who's the Cowboys' third best offensive player? Dez Bryant? Zach Martin? Dak Prescott? After Zeke and Tyron? I mean, there's so much talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the offense should not lose one thing and then completely go inept. But and it shouldn't lose two.
They've lost two.
Yeah, and you know, outside of the quarterback, I mean, it shouldn't lose two things and go completely inept. Like, I'm talking not even double-digit points. Teams lose their quarterback and score 10 points. This team loses an offensive lineman and a running back and can score 10.
So yours would be Linehan?
Mine would be Linehan. I mean, again, it's, you know, Linehan has, at the very least, I've not complained about the defense because I just don't think the talent outside of Sean Lee and the defensive line, that secondary is rookies, man. They are kids.
Dub?
Whose offense is it?
Scott Linehan's.
Is it?
He's calling the plays.
He's calling the plays, but is it his offense?
Well, I think they're from the same tree. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Jason Garrett is forcing him to run something he doesn't want to run. Jason went and found someone who has the same taste, and now Scott's calling the plays.
Sure.
And again, when they were healthy, they were dropping 28 on everybody. They were.
Yeah.
The offense was rolling.
Yeah.
I went and looked at the numbers. It's at least 28 in six straight games. And now we are where we are.
And remember what Dak said, that, you know, and Linehan said that they kind of ran the same system that he ran in college.
But go ahead, make your case for Jason, because he is at 76% of the vote. Linehan is 15%. Marinelli is at 9 with 3,300.
Well, I'll say this about Rod Marinelli. I do want to take away his voice in the draft room because, by all accounts, he was responsible for the picking of Taco Charlton based entirely on his size and frame, which, to me, bad evaluation on his part, and enough to get him exited from the war room. But in regards to Jason Garrett, the halftime adjustments is the biggest, it's the biggest point of emphasis that I make when I talk about Jason Garrett. Not only have we never seen a game in his tenure where we've said to one another, that scheme got us a win, that play call got us a win, it's the opposite. It's multiple times when we've said to ourselves, that lack of being willing to adjust to something is what caused us to lose. Not being willing to give help to Byron Bell and Chaz Green when they're getting beat like a drum and everybody and their mother can see it on their TV screen and you still bang your head against the wall. That is the type of stuff to me that is fireable. That is Jason Garrett's. More than anybody else, Scott Linehan can sit there and have his head in the playbook and be like, well, I got to try to come up with a new way to address this thing. Garrett doesn't have anything to worry about. He ain't calling plays. We know he ain't worrying about the clock because he manages that horribly. And he doesn't have to worry about the defense. So what the hell is he looking at during the entirety of the game when he has the opportunity to say to himself, you know what? The play calling you're doing or the schemes you're running, Scott, they're not working. We got to get some help. And I have identified that with my keen Princeton eye. I have identified that. And I think we need to make an adjustment. Instead...
don't knock that.
Keep going.
Don't knock that.
It's
that
working,
works.
Guys. Keep going. Keep going, guys. Keep going. You just keep fighting, guys. You're down 20. You just keep fighting. We're going to do it.
Yell loses mind.
We're going to do it.
It's
going great.
In their five losses, the Cowboys have been outscored 110-23 in the second half. 110-23. So we can get back into this a little bit later. Good discussion. Good talk.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.